Sybil. We are in New York.
On a Thursday. Good morning, Mr. Joyner.
J. Anthony Brown.
I'm in L.A. on a Thursday.
And it's Sherry Shepherd Day.
Yeah, on a Thursday.
On a Thursday, I have people in the studio with me. I'm so excited. My wig wearing was for everything today. Usually it's for not.
And the wig does look fabulous.
Fabulous.
Yes.
Human hair today, y'all.
All right.
No synthetic for Tom Joyner. Morning show.
And later on this morning, for 2 hours in the show, Jamie Foxx is here. In the cupcake.
In the cake.
Yeah. We're in the cupcake studios of the Tom Joyner Morning Show in New York.
Nice.
Jamie's got that new album. He's pushing it. He is working this album. He's everywhere.
He's on the Weather Channel.
You saw him on the Weather Channel?
Yeah.
Yes,
he's doing a duet with ISIS. I saw him.
With ISIS? He like the second in command gone. Jamie Foxx has stepped
in. He's singing with ISIS, promoting. Man.
He is promoting this
album.
That's
what you got to do.
Yeah.
You got something else. You got to promote it.
Hollywood.
Uh-huh. The Tale of what?
A Dozen Roses.
Dozen Roses?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the name of it. The Tale of a Dozen Roses.
I wonder what that
everybody
means
on it except
life.
Us.
got a lot of people on it. A
lot of duets.
Yeah. Chris Brown is the single right now.
Wale is on another one.
Yeah.
I think Pharrell.
Everybody but us.
It's busy.
He's got the power.
Have you heard Sybil?
Of course.
God, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard it too.
Yeah.
You like it, Sybil?
I do. I really do.
But you know, the one thing about Jamie, he can sing. So it's not like somebody who, you know, who's trying
to be
an actor.
He came to L.A. to be a singer. Comedy he just started messing around with comedy.
Stumbled into comedy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He always could sing.
Uh-huh.
So he's got a great
he was
voice.
Like, I think he said when he was a kid, he used to make money by just playing piano at parties and things like that. And so he's a real.
And he was one of those church organists or pianists that
will you
the
ask
church
him player to sing the national anthem?
No.
Again.
It was faulty earbuds, wasn't it?
That's what he said. Yeah.
Blame it on the earbuds.
Blame it on the ear.
Not the
box. It should murder that. Blame it on the buds. The earbuds.
Oh.
Yeah.
So it's exciting.
How you doing, Sherry?
You know what? I'm so good. I was telling Sybil last week when I was on with y'all.
Yeah.
I felt like such a bad mom. I have to
Why?
Tell you, because I miss Jeffrey's team conference at his school. I got the dates and the times mixed up. So I was supposed to be at school at 8, but at 8 o'clock, I'm here.
In the morning.
So I'm on the air with y'all. The phone rings, and I'm like, hello. And there's like 8 people, and they're like, hi, Miss Shepherd, we're here. Are you on your way? And I'm like, hold on. Harriet Tubman going to be on the 20. What? Is she going to look like a slave? Anyway, I'm sorry. I got the date mixed up. And then they're like, well, are you coming? Because we've rescheduled twice. And I said, I am. Hold on. We make your vagina dry. What? I'm sorry. I can't make it right now. I'm at work.
What kind of work is this woman doing?
Oh, my gosh. I was just like.
We make your vagina dry.
That was one of that was one like of the last
that's
topic.
That's exactly what
right
we were talking about.
Right before we signed off. It was. I noticed early in the morning that's going to hit some of people driving. Like, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Mommy.
It's a little too early. Sorry about that. Didn't do that disclaimer, which I didn't do for the parent-teacher conference neither.
Apparently either,
Yeah, that was on the speaker.
Well, how is Jeffrey doing in school?
Jeffrey is doing great.
Yeah.
Now the principal is looking at me side-eye every time I drop him off.
Why?
Because I didn't make the conference. We had to reschedule it. So now I'm like extra mothering. So when I drop Jeffrey, instead of like dropping him off and telling him to get out the car and watch the cars when he crosses the street, I go, watch the cars, and I take off.
I love you.
Now I park, and I walk him, and I kiss him, and I go, Jeffrey, mommy loves you. Let's pray. And we pray to Jesus so she could see that I'm a good Christian. And, you know, I straighten up everything, and I kiss him extra long and, you know, make sure it's lunch. So I'm extra good mom.
Okay.
For the record.
Yeah.
And Harriet Tubman on the $20 bill. And we make your vagina dry.
Exactly. So I always tell him, honey, Harriet Tubman freed us. So she's a good lady. Send him on to school. Oh, my God. Jay, and so many people got in trouble about the Harriet Tubman.
I know. The conversation that we
got in trouble.
Yeah.
Like Raven Simone.
What about Raven Simone?
Well, you know, because she was on The View, and she basically, you know, we was joking about Harriet Tubman, and Raven Simone said she wanted somebody else on the $20 bill.
She wanted somebody a little bit more current.
Rosa Parks.
Like Rosa Parks.
More current and more progressive. You know, that she said, and I said, it's so funny when you because
you want somebody lighter.
Around.
That's how them types is.
She needs to be on a cruise.
Team
light skin, honey.
No. We're gonna need two sets of money. We're gonna need light skin money.
If we're gonna
and
go we're dark,
gonna need dark skin
if we're gonna
money,
go, if we're gonna go Negro money, going. That's right. He's right about that because we are divided, light skin, dark skin. As much as I hate it, as much as I don't like it, it is a reality. It always comes back to light skin, dark skin. So a U.S. Treasury, if you're going to do
and
a Harriet Tubman 20.
You want to keep peace among black people.
No. You need to come out with two 20s, two different 20s.
A Rosa Parks.
And a Harriet Tubman.
And a Harriet Tubman.
And don't forget Brittany Griner's people. They need money too.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Everybody wants their own money. That's what it is, man.
Can't we all
So who are we going to have? Bessie Smith?
We're going to have Bessie Smith?
Bessie Smith for the Brittany Griner group.
Oh, my God. Lord,
I can see it now. Oh, we don't take Harriet Tubman money here.
But Rosa Parks, welcome.
How about a Parks?
We take five Parks.
Yeah, that's the way we are. We're divided.
We are divided.
You take the Bessie Smiths. Oh, okay.
I don't have no Bessies. I got my Tubmans.
You break a Bessie Smith. I see. All right. Okay.
I have.
Three different types of 20s.
We need three different types of 20s.
We just can't get it together. We are so difficult.
No, we can't get it together.
We are difficult people. We are. Especially when it comes to color.
What do you people want?
I know. And we get upset when you say, what do you people want? I know.
Because it's so confusing. When you're on the outside looking in, you're like, y'all black people is just crazy.
It's not fair how we do white people when they refer to us as you people or what do you people want.
We can't get it together ourselves.
We all just get along.
You
know,
but we still don't want you to say anything.
It's just like being hot topics. We be in hot topics sometimes. People be like, what is wrong with y'all? You mad every single day.
Yeah, that's where we are. Yeah.
We are.
You try picking cotton for 400 years, see how you come out, okay?
You people didn't pick it.
Yeah, you get that.
It's just residual effect.
Yeah.
You didn't pick it, my people.
I know, white people. It is not fair for us to judge you like that when you're actually telling us the truth. But we don't like it.
We don't like it at all. You just got to be dumped
on. Just talks amongst yourselves.
Yeah. And I know you can't figure out, as much as we eat chicken and watermelon, don't offer it to us, okay?
That's right.
We don't.
Here's another thing.
We'll get it when you're not looking. There you go.
When you're not looking.
Pass me that watermelon.
And don't even make mention of it. But you do like watermelon. What?
Yes, we do.
We eat a whole. No, I don't. Yeah. Racist.
That's racist.
Tearing that watermelon.
Bringing that good ass watermelon up in here.
I know white people.
I had a party one time, and all the black people were invited. We had only like three white people, and there was so much macaroni and cheese and chicken. And the one white guy, he was like, "There's so much chicken here. There's fried chicken and baked chicken." I was like, "Don't even go there." As a black person, I'm thinking, "Ooh, look at all this chicken." I looked at don't even say nothing.
Yeah, yeah. That's the way we are.
So I'm sorry, white people, but that is the way we are.
We need three types of money, right?
Yeah, we need three types of money.
So don't offer us chicken or watermelon.
Exactly. Even though we like it. All right? And don't mention it. Thank you very much. This has been a public service announcement.
We'll get it
out. Thank you, Tom.
To all white people from the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
And we're mad.